Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and it's Inspirational Truth time once again. I greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And oh, I tell you today, friend, listen. Listen, I come with a heavy heart. I come with an excited heart. I come with a hopeful heart. I come with a trusting heart that today someone listening will realize their need of Christ, will repent of their sin, and by faith receive Him as their Savior. Oh, friend, look, we're running out of time. You've heard preachers say that. You probably heard this preacher say that. But can I tell you the truth? That is the truth. We're running out of time. And if our world isn't, if this generation isn't, you are. I don't know how old you are, don't know how young you are, but I'm going to tell you this right really quick. I'm going to tell you this. We have no guarantee of tomorrow. We have no guarantee of today. I'm telling you, friend, listen, what we do as far as eternity, we ought to be doing it, and we ought to be doing it seriously. And that's what this message is going to be about. I've opened my Bible to a book of wisdom, one of the books of wisdom. The Bible is divided up in different books, and I know that probably all of you all listening know that. There are books of history, there are books of poetry, the books of wisdom, there are books of prophecy, major and minor, there's gospels, there are the epistles, there are books on prophecy, but today we're going to look at the book of Proverbs. And the book of Proverbs, a book of wisdom in chapter 1, and look at some scripture that is challenging. I mean to tell you, there is a warning there that is worth heeding, sir, ma'am. And I hope the Spirit of God just gets all over you. I just hope the Spirit of God challenges you, stirs you. Look, friend, if you're not saved, you need to be. You need to be. And I was thinking as I was getting ready to come to this microphone, been praying this morning, been studying, been looking and seeking God's will, see what message that I could deliver. That boy, what a privilege. What a privilege it is to be able to stand in the gap, to be able to stand between the living and the dead, to be able to look in the Word of God, to open the Word of God up that looks into us and declare it to those that are listening. Now look, this is a work of faith. This radio ministry is a work of faith. I can't see a soul here. I just see the Lord. I've got Him before my face. I'm in my study. I see books on the wall. See some of the family pictures that we have. Those kind of things. But I don't know any of you all as far as your face that's listening today. I know some people that listen faithfully. I know that some people just have listened faithfully across the years. But I maybe don't know you. I don't know you, but listen, God does. God has given us a divine appointment. Me and you, sir, me and you, ma'am. He's given us a divine appointment. He's going to set forth a warning. Now look, wisdom's going to be talking to you, not T.K. Price. But wisdom's going to allow me, he's going to use me to put forth a warning to you, and I pray that you'll make the right choice. I pray that you will make the right choice. Well, before I get in the message, Debbie's going to sing a song. The title of it is, If It Were Not For His Grace. I'm thankful for the grace of God. If you let it affect you, you will be too.
If it were not for His grace, this old sinful world, we are quickly to condemn those who cannot afford. But if you take a look at just what we see, if it were not for His grace, that could have been you and me. If it were not for His grace, oh, there goes
Well, I like that. Boy, I hope you do too, friend. How true, how true, how true. If it had not been for His grace. And by the way, His grace is sufficient. He's the God of all grace. He's got grace for me, grace for you, keeping true, keeping free, precious, saving grace indeed flowing from the throne above. I'll tell you, friend, He's got it if you need it. And listen, if you're lost. If you're lost, sir, ma'am, I'm telling you, you need it. I want to say it as humbly as I can, but I want to say it as clearly as I can. You need to be saved. Now look, I'm looking in the book of Proverbs chapter 1, and I don't know exactly how this message is going to come out. I know what my heart says. I know what my words say on my little stick-em note, my little tiny stick-em note. But look, I want you to think with me, before I even read the text, I want you to think with me about making the right choice. And you say, why? Well, look in verse 33, if I may. He said in verse 33, and I'm going to back up and preach down through beginning of verse 20 down through this passage, but whoso hearkeneth unto me, talking about wisdom now, that's what wisdom is crying in verse 20. Wisdom is crying. She's getting in the way, friend. She's trying to awaken people, trying to challenge people, trying to get people's attention. And she says this, but whosoever hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. But all look, if we don't hearken to her, do you know what happens? Everybody that fails to hearken to her shall eat of the fruit of their own ways. They'll be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Can I ask you, friend, to make the right choice today? Can I ask you to make the right choice about eternity? And by the way, I'm talking to you about your eternity. Look, God has done an amazing thing when He created man in His likeness, in His image. He allowed man, listen, friend, to choose whether or not we would accept Him, reject Him. And I just read an article the other day. I didn't agree with a whole lot of things the writer in the Gazette Mail here in Charleston, West Virginia wrote. Didn't agree with a lot of things, but some of the things were very informative. Some of the things were alarming. There's a group today that calls themselves the Nuns. Not N-U-N-S, but the Nuns, N-O-N-E-S. They don't have any affiliation with any church. They don't have any belief or trust in God is the way I understand it. But I'm going to tell you, friend, you can choose to do that, but wisdom is crying to you. Wisdom is setting forth a warning before you. Wisdom, friend, is challenging you to prepare for your eternity in the right manner, in the right way. And God has given us that liberty. God has made us, what the Word of God says, free moral agents. Now, I know that goes against the hyper-Calvinist that's being revised ideas in this day. But listen, friend, Jesus said, ye would not come unto me that you might have life. He didn't say that they could not. They could come. Man can come. Man, friend, has the opportunity to make the right choice about their eternity. But oh, listen, friend, you need to make sure that you make the right choice. For the Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Oh, listen. So look at what wisdom does in verse 20 of chapter 2. And I want you to make the right decision. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the opening of the gates. In the city she uttereth her voice. And then it goes on to say, you know what wisdom does? Wisdom gets in the right place. Wisdom gets in the chief place. Wisdom, listen, friend, finds her way into the palace as well as into the pauper's home. Hey, wisdom finds herself, friend, out in the desert as well as in the place that's occupied by multitudes of people. And I want you to know wisdom, friend, can get in to see men and women, boys and girls when nothing else will. Now look, I'm not talking about T.K. Price. I'm talking about God Almighty. I'm talking about the wisdom that comes from God, that knows the souls of man, that knows the destinies of man, that knows the needs of man. And look, sir, ma'am, you're headed for eternity. We are. I could turn to the book of the Revelation. Like a young preacher friend of mine preached the other day at our Sunday school picnic. I could turn and look at the Revelation chapter 20 and then in chapter 21 or 22 and ask you, where did John see you? Hey, friend, you'll either be standing at the great white throne judgment of God, or you'll be there with those redeemed entering into that city that John said, I saw coming down from God out of heaven. Hey, friend, listen, we're not a body that has a soul. We're a body. We're a soul that has a body. And somewhere, sir, somewhere, ma'am, your soul is going to spend in an eternity. And I want you to make the right choice. Now, look, let me tell you what the choices are. The Catholics have it all wrong. Now, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm not trying to be mean and ugly, but I am trying to tell you the truth. There is no such thing as purgatory. I mean to tell you, they thought that up. They created that out of their own imagination. And oh, friend, listen, I wouldn't want to go there. If you are a Catholic, bless God, I've got a better option for you. You don't have to wonder how long you'll spend in that place. It's not there if it were real. But I can tell you how to get a straight shot to heaven. Amen. Thank God. Listen, friend, I'm telling you, there's a heaven to gain. There's a hell. There's a hell to shun. And you can, listen, you can know, bless God, your destiny is safe and secure and sure if you put your life and your trust and your soul, deposit your soul into a faithful Creator. Like Paul said, I know whom I have believed, for I am persuaded He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Ah, listen, sir, man, let's make the right choice today. Wisdom is crying out to you. She stands in the gate of the city. I mean to tell you, she lifts up her voice in the street. She goes to where the wise men are. She goes to where the common folks are. She goes to the high places and the low places, and she tries to get your attention. She tries to stop you and to get you to think and consider. And all she says this. She said, how long? How long, you simple ones? We love simplicity. How long, you scorners? Will you delight in your scorning? How long, you fools? Will you hate knowledge? I'm telling you, friend, listen. You're going somewhere. Some of us that are here today gathered around this radio program, some of us that are alive and well today won't be tomorrow, won't be next week, won't be next month, next year, next decade, whatever the case may be. And oh, look, where are you going? You're going to your long home, the writer said. You're going, bless God, to a place where there is no return, but yet you want to remain simple. You love simplicity. I mean, you want to continue scorning the Word of God, the work of God, the will of God, the way of God. I mean, you want to go on, friend, like a foolish individual who hates knowledge, going on in your simple ways that'll lead to your eternal destruction. I beg of you, make the right choice. Wisdom is calling out to you. Wisdom is crying for you today. Wisdom is seeking after you. But listen to what he goes on to say about wisdom in verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my Spirit upon you. I will make known my words to you. You know what the writer said? Just stop. Just stop, look, and listen. You just stop and consider your eternity. Consider where you're going. Consider where your feet are taking you. Consider where your feet have taken you. Consider what your decisions in the days past or in this day present has done. Some of you all didn't have a good night last night that are listening today. I mean, your head feels bigger than a wash tub. Everything, including your pocketbook, is empty, and so's your heart. You thought, listen, that sin would give you lasting pleasure, and you found out that it's only pleasure that lasts for a season. Hey, let me tell you about that water. Let me tell you about that place. Let me tell you about that person. Bless God, that'll give you something to satisfy you forever and ever and ever. And you can find that in the book of John chapter 4, like that Samaritan woman did, who came to a well with a bucket of water to get something that would satisfy her physical thirst, and she went away with something. Hallelujah. How that satisfied her spiritual thirst. You know what she did when she got there? She went back into town. She left her bucket and took the well with her. So can you today. Listen to what he said. Wisdom is crying out. Turn you at my proof, reproof. The writer said in the book of Psalms, maybe 119, I believe it is. He said, look, the psalmist did. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. Oh, would you do that today, sir? Would you do that today, ma'am? And look at what wisdom goes on to say. I'll pour out my spirit upon you, unto you. I will make know my ways unto you. Look, if you'll turn to the Lord, bless God, listen, He'll teach you how to live. He'll teach you how to walk. In fact, the Holy Spirit will come take residence up in your heart. Bless God, all you got to do is yield to Him and let Him live that Christian life through you. But He goes on. Now look at this, it gets serious, and it has been, but it even gets more serious. He said, because I've called, and ye refuse. I've stretched out my hand, and no man regarded, but ye've said it not, all my counsels, and would none of my reproof. Hey, can I ask you how many times the Spirit of God has sought you? How many times has the Spirit of God convicted you? How many times has the Spirit of God warned you? How many times, bless God, has conviction got all over you? You've heard a church bell ring, heard a message that a man of God preached, heard a song that somebody sang. Listen, heard a testimony, had somebody to witness to you, read a tract that was given to you. Oh, look, friend, had a friend that come by and said, I'm praying for you. Had somebody knock on your door and say, hey, we'd like to see you down at our fellowship, and we've been praying for you. Oh, look, friend, look, why don't you consider some things? Hey, look, he said, turn you at my reproof. He said, something's going to happen. I'll pour out my spirit. I'll make known my words. But he said, look, after I've done all that, after I've tried as best I could, he said, because I've called and you have refused. I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded. He said, look, I've given you an invitation. I've tried. I went all the way to Calvary. I went all the way to hell. I left the portals of glory. I laid down my robes of glory. I took on myself the form and fashion of a man and a servant. Hey, I became your sin. I died so that you could live. I suffered your separation from God. I suffered your humiliation, your shame. I bless God, I suffered your pain. Oh, listen, I've stretched out my hand to help you. I've offered to give you something better than what you've got. But listen to what the Word of God says. He said, but I've called and you've refused. I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Why, you said it not all my counsels. You would none of my reproof. You know what you did? You just ran right over them. You went on like they didn't exist. You acted like you didn't hear them. I mean to tell you, it took you rest. I mean, it put a pit down in your stomach. I mean, you got under conviction. You had the fear of God in your heart. You had the dread of a lost eternity before you. But you have said it not all my counsel. You would none of my reproof. God said, listen, I come to save you. God said, I came to deliver you. I came to warn you, but you didn't listen. You didn't heed. So listen to what's going to happen. If you don't make the right choice, you don't have choice about other things. He said, look, I'll also laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. God said, because you've scorned me, because you've laughed at me, because you said, look, that's foolish. I don't need that. That's crazy. Look at all those Christians. Man, they're mental cases, are they not? They're basket cases. They're a bunch of hypocrites. Listen, look at how they try to live. Look at that false ideas that they're living under. Well, there's nothing to that God stuff. There's nothing to those supposed miracles that they say Jesus performed. Besides that, He was just a man like us. He died, didn't He? Yeah, glory to God, He died. He died for man. He died as man. But can I tell you, He came out from among the dead. He lives. He's alive. And He's alive forevermore. But God said, if you refuse me, if you scorn me, if you turn away, bless God, and hate knowledge. I mean, if you love simplicity, he said, I'll laugh at you. He said, when your fear cometh as desolation, when your fear cometh and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, and when distress and anguish cometh upon you, listen to what a righteous God says. Listen to what a holy God says. He said, you refuse to accept me. You chose to reject me. You chose to deny me. You chose to say, I don't need you. I don't want you. I bless God. God says this. Well, there's going to be a time when your fear cometh like desolation. Your destruction comes like a whirlwind. Your distress and anguish cometh upon you. And the Bible says then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel. They despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own strifes. Oh, listen, friend. Listen, that sounds bad, does it not? Because it is bad. Can I tell you something, sir, ma'am? You're coming to an end. And oh, what an end will it be? There's a writer by the name of Peter in the New Testament asked this question in his first epistle. What shall the end be of them that know not God and obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ? I'll tell you what it'll be. It'll be a hellish end. It'll be a dark end. It'll be a doomed end. It'll be an end of despair, of desolation, of distress. It'll be an end of dying without dying. It'll be an end of eternal separation from God. Oh, listen, when you want Him then, you think you don't need Him now. You think you don't want Him now. But I'll tell you, sir, ma'am, listen. Let me say this as plain and as clearly as I can. There'll be a day that you'll want Him and you can't have Him. There'll be a day that you'll call to Him, but He won't answer. Hey, now's the time. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. There's going to be a day when all that you've refused, when all that you've mocked, when all that you scoffed at and scorned over, all of that you've laughed at, snubbed your nose at God, turned away from the advance of the Spirit, said the Word of God is nothing but a myth written by men that may mean well, but they were fools. I'll tell you, there's going to be a day when you want to hear from God. You want to hear Him say, you're forgiven. You want to hear Him say, God's or Jesus' blood will redeem you. It'll be too late. It'll be too late to be delivered. Look now. Now, friend, now's the time. Now's the time to turn to God. Don't wait till it's too late. But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Run to Him right now, sir, ma'am. It's not as bad on you as it's going to get. But I'll tell you what, it could get bad in a nanosecond. Run to Him and say, God, I'm a sinner. I know that Christ died on Calvary, and when He did, I believe He died for me. Right now, I repent of my sin. By faith, I receive you. And you know what God will do? He'll do that. He'll save you for an eternity. He'll make you a new creature in Christ. He'll give you eternal life. He'll put His divine nature in you. And bless God, He'll claim you as one of His own. Don't wait. Run to Him. Make the right decision. Make it now. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Run to Him now. Make the right choice. You'll be glad that you did.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE.com. at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.